After 45 minutes of public testimony and an additional hour of board comments, the Kodiak Island Borough Assembly, meeting in person for the first time since March, voted 3-2 to reduce the borough's education contribution to the Kodiak Island Borough School District by over $1 million. 1 month ago, KIBSD School Board formally requested nearly $10.5 million, a flat-funded request from the current fiscal year. Last week, however, the borough manager's budget proposed a reduction of $740,000 to $9.5 million, and at this week's Assembly regular meeting, Assemblyperson Julie Kavanaugh proposed an amendment to reduce the allocation further to about $9.4 million, a $1 million reduction from last year.
I didn't propose it because I was trying to win something here. I was trying to create a budget that began the steps towards being sustainable.
Kavanaugh reiterated the budgetary significance of the bond debt.
Regardless of whether you believe that the state would pay a portion of the debt service for the school, or regardless of whether you feel the scope of that project was too extensive, we are obligated to make those payments.
Assemblyperson Rebecca Skinner defended the additional cut, arguing that schools can educate with less income. Skinner, who graduated from Kodiak High School in 1992, said that the borough contribution then represented a better use of borough money.
At points in the past, the amount of money from the borough to the school district were closer to the $6 million mark. So the year I graduated from Kodiak High School, the borough contribution to the school district was $6.4 million. And there were actually more students enrolled in the district at that time than there are today. And if I'm reading correctly, I believe their entire budget might have been $17 million. So you compare that to, I think there was a reference to almost a $50 million budget today.
Adjusted for inflation, the borough contribution of $6.4 million in 1992 equals over $11.5 million today. Opposing the amendment and speaking in favor of the school district's request for flat funding was Assemblyperson Andy Schroeder.
I feel like the fat has gone from the, I was talking about school districts, so I'll keep this one short. The fat's gone, and the same on the school district side. Listening to Dr. Ledoux's reports and reviewing the presentations the school district's done to us, they've done an excellent job at cutting costs wherever they can, while still providing a good education for our community's kids.
Schroeder then proposed using money from the facilities fund to fill the budget gap and avoid raising property taxes.
The one I am most interested in is taking a loan from the facilities fund. That's the golden goose, which everyone talks about. And I used to speak about it a little more casually, about when is the rainy day happening? When is that rainy day finally come? And listening to the tension in people's testimony, reading the newspapers and looking around the community, I wonder if this is the community on life support situation that we really, that I was looking for and knowing when it would be right to borrow from the corpus of the facilities fund to pay for a short-term revenue shortage.
The Facilities Fund is a $40 million fund set aside from the sale of Shuyak Island, so it is sometimes called the Shuyak Fund, 30 years ago. According to the borough's 2019 Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, interest earnings from the fund can be used for debt service, building insurance, and capital projects. The Assembly was divided on if it was appropriate to borrow from that fund to fill the budget gap. Assemblyperson Dwayne Dvorak.
We're asked to make a decision tonight, and we don't have that tool available, and I'm not willing to gamble on something so speculative when we have a dollars and cents decision to make tonight with such gravity to the whole process. And so
the Assembly voted 2-2 on Kavanaugh's amendment, with Mayor Bill Roberts breaking the tie in favor of the $9.3 million allocation. The Assembly also introduced the proposed mill rate increase, taking public comment, which was nearly all opposed to the increase. Local business owner Jeremiah Gardner urged the Assembly to look elsewhere for money.
I think that we need to come up with some more creative solutions. We've been watching taxes steadily go up here, and a lot of people are struggling. tax increase when...
Assembly members also declared their opposition to the increase. Borough Mayor Bill Roberts.
I cannot support a mill rate increase, and I will be pushing for 10.75. So I'm just making it known up front where I'm at with the mill rate. And am I willing to compromise on a quarter mill raise? Hell no.
Even though an additional $5 million from the state's Community Assistance Program, funded by the Federal CARES Act to help stimulate the economy and support local governments during the COVID-19 pandemic, is on its way to the borough, assembly members warned of the unsure nature of how that money can be used.
This assembly, the consensus on this assembly in our budgeting work sessions, is that we don't feel comfortable doing that. It's not the advice we're getting from our lawyer is that's not a safe bet. Once again, the state made some assumptions. They made the easy decision and left us holding the bag.
The assembly will take up the mill rate increase again at their next regular meeting. For KMXT News, I'm Jared Griffin.